Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
A man is dead after a shooting in Cumberland County. Coming up, I'll tell you what else we've learned from this homicide investigation.
And it's a pleasant morning. Temperatures are in the 50s and 60s. Today will be the coolest day of the week. I'll show you when we climb back into the 80s. And Caniacs are about to pack into PNC Arena. What you need to know as the Stanley Cup playoffs get underway with the Carolina Hurricanes on home ice. Exciting times for Caniacs and the Canes. It is 8 o'clock. We're here to get your Monday started. Thanks for joining us. I'm Renee Chu.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. Yeah, thanks for making us part of your Monday. Here we get the week kicked off here with the playoffs getting started. It's a fun time. We're excited about it. Elizabeth Gardner is in the WRL Severe Weather Center. And folks will love this tailgating forecast here today.
It's going to be great. Temperatures are going to be really pleasant. Around 5 o'clock, 70 degrees. We're going to see plenty of sunshine. There are a few clouds right now. This is a look right outside our backyard. This is our tower that we light up with the Christmas lights during the holidays. You can see a mix of sun and clouds. The clouds are on their way out. Our cold front's pushing off the coast, and it's going to take that cloud cover along with it. Here's what you need to know about today. It's going to be a little breezy, northwest wind at about 10 miles per hour, 8 to 10 right now, gusting 20 to 25. And that's going to keep our temperatures on the cooler side today. Right now it is 57 degrees across the triangle. Again, our winds out of the northwest, 20, 25. Those will be our wind gusts, and that's just going to keep our temperatures feeling a little bit cool. Temperatures are mostly in the mid to upper 50s right now, 59 Fayetteville, 57 Durham, 56 in South Hill, but we're still looking at some low 60s from Rocky Mount all the way down toward Clinton. Hour by hour, temperatures will be in the mid 60s at lunchtime and low 70s this afternoon. We'll see a nice warm up that will begin tomorrow, bringing us back into the 80s toward the end of the week. We also have the chance of some showers over the weekend. I'll show you that coming up, Michelle.
Thanks, Elizabeth. Michelle McConaughey in for Brian Trader this morning. Traffic easing up a little bit. We were seeing multiple crashes this morning. Now we're only seeing two. I'm still tracking one here that was on 40 eastbound. That seems to have cleared, but we are still seeing some delays there. That's 40 eastbound at Lake Wheeler Road. This is a live look to show you what this looks like. So it is very busy, but it is easing up, which is some good news. Another crash that I'm also tracking is this one. This just popped up. This is Falls of Neuse Road near Sandy Forks Road. This is claiming it's a serious accident. Not seeing any significant delays from that, so I'm going to keep an eye on that one for you. Another one, I-87 southbound. You can see some a little bit of delays there. This is at the entrance of the 440 interstate. But other than that, it's looking okay this morning. That should clear up soon. If you were in a Durham area, things looking good there. No crashes there. Only a couple of minutes delays on 98 from NC50, Infinity Road at 501, and from Chapel Hill, 40 eastbound. That's going to take you about 1 minute this morning.
Breaking news we are following. Police are looking for answers after a deadly shooting. The first call came in before 11 last night on King Charles Road in Fayetteville. Michael Grace was at the scene all morning in the WRL Breaking News Tracker.
Well, right now we know one man was shot. He was taken to Cape Fear Valley Medical Center where he unfortunately passed away. And right now this is still an ongoing investigation with the Cumberland County Sheriff's Office. Their homicide unit has taken it over and they say they do plan to release more information as we go farther along, including the name of that man who died. And we're still asking them if they have anybody in custody at this time. So once we have some more answers, we'll be sure to pass those along to you. In Cumberland County, Michael Grace, WRAL News.
Breaking news. Police in Chapel Hill are searching for a man they say assaulted, then chased a female student through the campus of UNC Chapel Hill. The search began last night. WRAL's Naya Harden brings us the latest, including a description of the suspect.
This has all happened on Raleigh Road and South Road. I'm going to step out of the way to show you what this area looks like. An open area where this all happened around 6 o'clock last night. Police tweeting that out around 9:30, alerting students about the incident that happened. They say after the woman was assaulted, the man chased her toward the student union. That's less than a half a mile away from where we are right now. Police say the man they're looking for was last seen walking from the union toward Hooker Fields. He was wearing a yellow puffer jacket. There's been a growing concern when it comes to crime on campus. Last month, WRAL reported a spike in reported rapes at UNC. If you have any information about this, contact police. Naya Harden, WRAL News in Chapel Hill.
Also, a story we're following from overnight. Firefighters are working to find out the cause of an early morning fire in Durham. They told our crew in the WRL Breaking News Tracker the flames broke out at this mobile home after midnight on Carter Avenue. No one was home at the time, but more than 40 firefighters responded to it, and they had that fire out in less than 20 minutes.
A man accused of firing shots at an apartment building in Raleigh is being evaluated at the hospital. Video you'll see only on WRL appears to show the moments officers confronted him. It gives you an idea of just how tense the situation was.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
The gunfire started after 6:30 last night at the Gramercy Apartments on West North Street. Police say the gunman lived there. Viewer video showed him falling from a balcony and into the pool area before being arrested. No one was hurt in the gunfire. Police have not said what led to this or whether charges are pending.
Expect traffic congestion starting today if your commute takes you along Glenwood Avenue, right near Wade Avenue in Raleigh. Starting at 9 this morning, crews will start closing lanes on Glenwood right at the Wade Avenue exit, eventually stretching to the Five Points intersection. They'll be out there until 4 o'clock in the afternoon, Monday through Friday, to update an old sewer line.
People don't tend to think about sewer performance, but it's a big deal for us. And we certainly understand the disruption in traffic over the next 3 or 4 weeks. But as always, we ask for folks' patience. You know, generally speaking, this doesn't happen but once every 50 years or more.
And parking will be affected right along Glenwood Avenue as well. Work starts in an hour.
The Stanley Cup playoffs are here, and we're just under 11 hours until the Carolina Hurricanes face the New York Islanders for Game 1. The Canes' first game will be on home ice. Take a look at this. Playoff banners are up all around Raleigh, including in the North Hills area and at the entrance and sides of PNC Arena. It is the fifth straight playoff run for the Canes, and the pressure is ramping up.
The pressure level in the locker room hasn't changed at all. It's maybe more... you know, you guys, media, fans, all that, they maybe recognize us a little bit more.
There's always pressure. We're all trying to win the same thing, and it takes 2 months of hockey, so two months more.
The puck drops tonight at 7 at PNC Arena. We'll have coverage all day on WRL, and Chris Lee will be anchoring live from PNC tonight at 6.
This evening, we'll hear from the mayor of Durham as she delivers her annual State of the City address. Elaine O'Neill will deliver the speech at City Hall at 7 p.m. It'll also be streamed on the city's social media pages. Mayor O'Neill is expected to address her goals for the year ahead and also reflect on the successes and challenges facing the city. Those will likely include a rise in gun violence among youth. At least 18 young people have been shot so far this year.
People in the small town of Dadeville, Alabama, are coming together after a deadly shooting at a teenager's birthday party. The community gathered for a vigil last night after four people died and more than two dozen others hurt in the shooting Saturday night. This happened at a girl's Sweet 16 party. One of the people who died was the birthday girl's brother, a high school football star who was set to graduate next month.
These children had very bright futures, the ones that I knew from Dadeville. Very, very athletic, very humble children, very respectful children, smart. I don't know anybody that could speak negative on any of them. They just wanted to have fun.
A DJ who was at the party says he didn't see any fight or argument before the shooting started. Authorities have not given any information about who the shooter is or why someone opened fire.
U.S. government workers in Sudan are sheltering in place as violent clashes are erupting in that country's capital. The U.S. ambassador to Sudan is among the group of Americans trapped there. Authorities in Sudan say dozens of people are dead. Hundreds more are hurt in the violence. It started Saturday between Sudan's military, which took power in a coup 2 years ago, and a powerful paramilitary force. The country's military has ruled out negotiating any further and instead insists the force is disbanded.
Congress is returning to session today, and while some lawmakers who've been absent are coming back, one high-profile Democrat is still out. There are growing calls for Dianne Feinstein to step down.
The Supreme Court could make a key decision this week on women's access to abortion medicine. What justices are considering about the abortion pill, mifepristone?
7-day forecast. Starting a little on the cool side with temperatures in the low 70s today. We climb into the mid 80s by the end of the week. And our temperatures, of course, will drop a little over the weekend with a chance of a few showers. I'll show you an early look at the timeline.
Welcome back. It is 8:12. You're looking live at Lewisburg. Good morning there. So sunshiny and bright. You're watching WRL News, available on Hulu and the WRL app on your TV or streaming device. We know Mondays sometimes can be miserable just coming off the weekend, but wow, it's going to be magnificent weather.
Such a pretty one. We take a live look at Southern Pines, and the golf course looks absolutely beautiful here at Longleaf Golf and Family Club. They're out there cleaning everything up, getting ready for a busy week, I'm sure. Gorgeous sky there, though. Look at the blue sky. Just a few clouds. Those clouds are on their way out. We'll see mostly sunny skies for the bulk of the day today. Looking ahead to next weekend, this will be the seventh weekend in a row that we've had the potential for rain. This is a really early look at this. We still will see so many versions of the computer models that will come in. We've already seen a few changes just in the last 24 hours. Yesterday, it looked like it would maybe be an all-day rain Saturday. Now it looks like the front is slowing down a little bit, maybe a Saturday night into early Sunday type event. So keep checking back and we'll let you know what's happening. It is likely to be a fairly powerful front. It'll have the potential for some severe storms. Here's a look at the front that moved across our area yesterday. It's moving on out, taking the clouds with it. We'll see this wrap around some snow up here around this low pressure system, but that flow coming out of the northwest today will keep our temperatures on the cool side. Then high pressure builds in to bring us plenty of sunshine for most of the week. And our weekend system is moving onshore there in the Pacific Northwest. By Friday morning, you can see a pretty powerful looking band of thunderstorms that's moving across the Mississippi Valley. Friday stays dry for us. There's 9 a.m. We'll see some increasing clouds late on Friday. And then it may be a cloudy start on Saturday. There's 7 a.m. At 2 o'clock, we're just beginning to see that line of thunderstorms moving through. It's likely to be with us during the evening and out on Sunday morning. Now, this version of the computer models has it out with dry conditions all day Sunday. But again, this will definitely change. So keep checking back if you have outdoor plans over the weekend. We've certainly seen plenty of rainfall in these last six weekends. You can see the blue area. That's where we've had 200% of our normal rainfall over the last 30 days. The lowest areas here in eastern North Carolina, still at 120% of our normal rainfall. Where we haven't seen as much rain is back across the northwestern portion of North Carolina and down along the southern mountains. But they're not too far from normal. All the rain that we've seen lately has led to the rivers coming out of their banks in some spots. The only thing that's left is along the Neuse River in Smithfield. It's at minor flood stage with some flooding over the river walk there, the Greenway. That should move on out or die down, diminish as we get through the next 24 hours. Tomorrow, 77, then highs are in the 80s for Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Over the weekend, again, we're going to be tracking that cold front, so keep checking back. Michelle.
Thanks, Elizabeth. Taking you out on the roads once again this morning. Crashes keep disappearing and then popping up again. So we are tracking all of that for you this morning. This one just popped up. This is Strickland Road at Six Forks Road. This one not seeing any delays so far. So I'm going to keep an eye on that one for you. There was a crash at I-40 at Lake Wheeler Road. I wanted to give you just a view of this to show you what it looks like. The crash has since cleared up, but we are seeing some pretty congested roads there on I-40. So if you were there near the Lake Wheeler exit, just pack your patience this morning. Another crash that I'm also following is this one, Falls of Neuse near Sandy Forks. That one's been there for quite a while, not seeing any delays there. There was a crash on I-87. That one seems to have cleared, which is some good news. If you're up in Durham, all of our major routes there are looking good. We do have a crash that just popped up in Chapel Hill as well as Hillsboro. I'm going to check on those for you, and I will be back with the latest on that. But if you are there, here are some drive times for you. You got 2-minute delay from NC-50 and a 1-minute delay on 501 from Infinity Road.
And happening now in the WRL Live Center, I want to take you live now to this security briefing ahead of the Boston Marathon. Security personnel with local, state, and federal law enforcement agencies are now commenting about the type of security measures that will be in place ahead of the Boston Marathon. I've been listening in, and right now authorities say they've received no credible threat to the marathon, but they're not taking any chances. 46 local, state, and federal officers, agencies with hundreds of officers will be on duty. Plainclothes officers will be scattered throughout the marathon route as well. Helicopters and drones will be in the sky looking down on this race as well. Now, some of the runners taking part this morning include people who survived this bombing 10 years ago in 2013 that left three people dead and hundreds more were injured. Now, the first wave of runners for the 26.2-mile race will take off around 10 o'clock this morning.
Thanks for that, Ken. A man accused of killing his wife in Morrisville is set to make his first court appearance today. 40-year-old Michael Matthews is charged with murder. He's being held in the Wake County Detention Center without bond. Police say he shot 33-year-old Nabaruna Karma Carr twice. Now, she was found at a home on Seagrave Place Friday night. Investigators have not shared a motive for that killing. Neighbors tell us everyone is okay after a fire on Forest Point Road in Raleigh. Video posted to Facebook shows the flames through the roof of that home last night. We're pushing for answers on what caused the fire. Investigators have not shared that information yet.
The search is on this morning for a group of men caught on camera stealing three high-end cars from a local dealership. Take a look. Police in Henderson say these pictures show the men breaking into the dealership just before 2 Sunday morning and stealing a Chevy Camaro from the showroom floor. The thieves also took a Cadillac Escalade and a 2023 Audi Q5. Police say the men drove out of the dealership onto Highway 158 bypass toward Oxford. Officers found the vehicle in the morning near Matthews, but no sign of the suspects.
Congress returns to session today at the U.S. Capitol, where you are looking live right now. California Senator Dianne Feinstein will not be back on the job, however, and calls for her to resign are growing. Feinstein has missed more than 6 weeks of votes after being hospitalized for shingles. Because she is on the Senate Judiciary Committee, Democrats can't nominate or vote on new federal judges while she is out. She has asked to be temporarily replaced on the committee while she recovers. That requires Republicans to sign off, which they are unlikely to do. That is leading to new pressure from some members of her own party for her to resign while others are giving their support.
I have a lot of respect for Senator Feinstein, but she's missed 75% of votes this year. She hasn't been showing up, and she has no intention.
The senator should be able to make their own judgments about when they're retiring and when they're not, and they all deserve a chance to get better and come back to work.
Feinstein is the oldest member of Congress at age 89, and she has already said she will not seek re-election in 2024.
Minority Leader Mitch McConnell will return to the Senate today. He's been out since suffering a concussion and broken rib in a fall at a dinner event from early March. Earlier this year, he became the longest-serving party leader in Senate history. And U.S. Senator John Fetterman of Pennsylvania will also be returning to work today. The Democrat left the Senate in February to be treated for clinical depression at Walter Reed Medical Center. He was discharged from the hospital on March 31st.
Tonight, addressing the fast-growing population in Johnston County will be the focus of its Board of Commissioners meeting. That includes finding ways to address an increased need for water across the county as more people move in. The board will look at some options and their costs, and members will also vote on whether to sign a resolution in support of a state bill to allow the board to redraw its residency districts. The goal is to make sure voters are spread out evenly when it comes to representation on the Board of Commissioners. Tonight's meeting is at 6 o'clock.
Schools in Richmond, Indiana remain closed today, nearly a week after a fire started at a recycling plant. Local health officials lifted an evacuation order yesterday for people who live within a half mile of the plant. Public schools are staying closed out of an abundance of caution as school leaders work to make sure their buildings are safe. The fire started last Tuesday, and it has sent toxic black smoke into the air. Firefighters are still watching for hot spots at the plant.
Classes will resume today at Rutgers University in New Jersey, 1 week after faculty went on strike there. That strike ended over the weekend when the university and labor union representatives reached a framework agreement. Rutgers president says the agreement provides fair and equitable wages, benefits, and work conditions. The faculty union's president says there's still work to be done before a full agreement is reached.
The way Lee County employees are paid might be changing. County commissioners are set to hear options tonight on updating their pay and classification plan for county employees. A recent study shows the county's average base salary is more than 16% below the overall market average and points to high turnover rates. Tonight's discussion starts at 6. A new park is set to open this coming weekend along the Eno River. The Panther Branch Natural Area will open this Saturday, which also happens to be Earth Day. The Eno River Association helped transform 56 acres of family-owned forest for the park. It is located in the Eflin area in Orange County. There are more than 2 miles of trails and room for fishing. The park opens at 9 a.m. Saturday. The curtain has fallen on the longest running show in Broadway history. Phantom of the Opera held its final performance last night in New York City. This video shows the final bows with members of the original cast and even composer Andrew Lloyd Webber celebrating on stage. The show ran for nearly 35 years, totaling nearly 14,000 performances. It has just wowed audiences all around the world with its beautiful songs and, of course, the scenes that you can't forget involving that chandelier.
I know. And I love the score. Andrew Lloyd Webber comes out to be recognized there. You always remember that score. It was fantastic. Traffic at RTU, meantime, can be a real struggle during the busiest hours of the morning. Here's a live look right now at the airport, where officials are taking steps today to try to ease some of those issues.
As you get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
8:26 on our Monday morning together. I'm Jeff Hogan with our top stories, which include a look at the weather. It's going to be great for much of this week, Elizabeth.
It really is. We take a live look at Apex right now, and you can see a mix of sun and clouds. The cloud cover is still lingering from yesterday. It is moving out, and we're going to see mostly sunny skies through the afternoon. I'm feeling cool this morning, a little bit breezy, too. It's 54 in Lewisburg, 59 in Fayetteville, 56 in South Hill, 64 in Goldsboro. If fitness is in your plans, maybe a little pickleball or some tennis, it's not going to be a bad day at all for that. We'll be in the mid-60s at lunchtime. We'll see a high of 71, and our evening temperatures are back into the mid-60s. Michelle?
All right. Thanks, Elizabeth. Taking you out on the roadways this morning. Traffic easing, which is some good news. I am tracking two crashes. This one, I-40 eastbound near Hillsboro Road. You can see the delays there on 40 eastbound. So if you were in that area, just know it's going to take you a little while. Another crash I'm also tracking for you is this one, Six Forks Road near Lassiter Mill Road. This one just popped up here. There are some delays on 440 heading toward the Six Forks exit. So if you're in that area, also take it slow this morning. Jeff.
Chapel Hill police are searching for a man accused of assaulting a female student on campus. It happened last night around 6 at the intersection of Raleigh and Country Club Roads. Police say the man then chased that female student toward the student union. Expect traffic congestion starting today if your commute takes you along Glenwood Avenue near Wade Avenue in Raleigh. Starting at 9 this morning, crews will close lanes there for a sewer line project. Closures could last up to 4 weeks. Next on Fox 50, an investigation is underway after a deadly shooting in Fayetteville. Michael Grace will bring us up to speed on what we have learned about that overnight. And we'll get you back to the Today Show, also straight ahead for you.
Shot in 4K ultra high definition, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
Man is dead after a shooting in Cumberland County. Coming up, I'll tell you what else we've learned from this homicide investigation.
And breaking news this morning at UNC Chapel Hill. Police there asking for your help finding a man they say assaulted a female student on campus.
It's a cool start this morning. Temperature at 50 in Roxboro, 59 in Fayetteville. We do have a big warm up in our forecast through the week. I'll show you when things begin to change.
And we hit the ice. Caniacs are about to crowd into PNC Arena. What you need to know as the Stanley Cup playoffs get underway with the Carolina Hurricanes on home ice for the first two games of this series. We'll talk about that much more as we keep it rolling here on our Monday morning. I'm Jeff Hogan.
And I'm Renee Chu. We're going to see some very seasonable temperatures today for those of you who said, okay, getting in the 80s a little too toasty. Well, today will be a great day for you. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner in the WRAL Severe Weather Center.
It'll feel very crisp and spring-like. We'll take a live look here at downtown Raleigh, and you can see partly cloudy skies. We'll continue to see the clouds shifting eastward and out of the viewing area over the next several hours. So plenty of sunshine, but it will be a little on the breezy side. Right now it's 57 degrees with a northwest wind at 8 miles per hour. Take a look at our wind speed. high-speed forecast. That northwesterly wind will be steady at about 10 to 15, gusting up to 20, 25 through the afternoon. So it'll feel on the cool side. You know, with long sleeves, it should feel lovely. It's going to be a sunny afternoon, so at least we'll have that. 55 in Southern Pines, still 62 in Goldsboro, 56 in South Hill. Hour by hour, we'll be in the mid-60s at lunchtime, and our highs will be in the low 70s this afternoon. We do have more 80s in our forecast. I'll show you when we start to see that southerly flow that warms us up coming up.
Elizabeth, thanks. We're following breaking news. Police are looking for answers after a deadly shooting in Fayetteville. The call first came in before 11 last night over on King Charles Road. Michael Grace brings us up to speed from the WRL Breaking News Tracker.
Right now, we know one man was shot. He was taken to Cape Fear Valley Medical Center, where he unfortunately passed away. And right now, this is still an ongoing investigation with the Cumberland County Sheriff's Office. Their homicide unit has taken it over, and they say they do plan to release more information as we go farther along, including the name of that man who died. And we're still asking them if they have anybody in custody at this time. So once we have some more answers, we'll be sure to pass those along to you. In Cumberland County, Michael Grace, WRAL News.
Also breaking news, we're following out of Chapel Hill. The search is on for a man who they say assaulted a female student and then chased her across campus on the UNC Chapel Hill campus. The search began last night, and WRAL's Naya Harden brings us the latest, including a description of the person who did this.
This has all happened on Raleigh Road and South Road. I'm going to step out of the way to show you what this area looks like. An open area where this all happened around 6 o'clock last night. Police tweeting that out around 9:30, alerting students about the incident that happened. They say after the woman was assaulted, the man chased her toward the student union. That's less than a half a mile away from where we are right now. Police say the man they're looking for was last seen walking from the union toward Hooker Fields. He was wearing a yellow puffer jacket. There's been a growing concern when it comes to crime on campus. Last month, WREL reported a spike in reported rapes at UNC. If you have any information about this, contact police. Naya Harden, WREL News in Chapel Hill.
Also breaking overnight, firefighters are working to find out the cause of an early morning fire in Durham. They told our crew in the WREL Breaking News Tracker flames broke out at this mobile home after midnight on Carter Avenue. No one was home at the time. More than 40 firefighters responded. They put out the fire in less than 20 minutes.
A man accused of firing shots at an apartment building in Raleigh is being evaluated at the hospital. Video you will see only on WREL appears to show the moments officers confronted him. Now, this is sort of low-quality cell phone video, but it gives you a great idea of just how tense this situation was.
Oh, God.
Yeah, the gunfire started after 6:30 last night at the Gramercy Apartments on West North Street. Police say the gunman lived there. Video there sent in to us from a viewer showed him falling from a balcony onto the pool area before being arrested. No one was hurt in the gunfire, but it terrified neighbors.
We saw everybody outside just duck and hit the floor. Right now, I don't know if I'll be able to go to bed tonight. It's a little uneasy.
Police have not said what led up to the gunfire or if there are any charges pending.
The Stanley Cup playoffs are here, and we are 10 and a half hours away until the Carolina Hurricanes face the New York Islanders for game one. The game's first game will be on home ice. Take a look at this. Playoff banners up around Raleigh, including in the North Hills area and at the entrance and sides of PNC Arena, the Canes' home base. It's the fifth straight playoff run for the Canes, and the pressure is ramping up.
Honestly, I like the pressure. I want to show that I got something good to show up in the playoffs and play my game.
Puck drops tonight at 7 at PNC. We'll have coverage all day on WRL. Chris Lee will be anchoring live from PNC Arena tonight at 6.
Parking for a morning flight is about to get easier at RDU International Airport, where you're looking live right now. A ribbon-cutting ceremony is planned for this afternoon for the airport's new overnight parking area. By opening up those spaces, the goal is to help ease traffic issues from 5 to 8 a.m., one of RDU's busiest times, with a third of all daily flights leaving in that time frame.
This evening, we'll hear from the mayor of Durham as she delivers her annual State of the City address. Elaine O'Neill will deliver the speech at City Hall at 7 tonight. It will also be streamed on the city's social media pages. O'Neill is expected to address her goals for the year ahead and reflect on the successes and challenges facing Durham. Those will likely include a rise in gun violence among youth. At least 18 children have been shot so far this year.
People in the small town of Dadeville, Alabama, are coming together after a deadly shooting at a teenager's birthday party. The community gathered for a vigil last night after four people died and more than two dozen others were hurt in the shooting Saturday night. It happened at a girl's Sweet 16 party. One of the people who died was the birthday girl's brother, a high school football star who was ready to graduate next month.
Phil just told me about a month ago. He said, Coach, if anything ever happened to me, even when I go to college, take care of my two sisters. I never dreamed that he was talking about this.
A DJ who was at the party says he didn't see any fight or argument before the shooting started. Authorities have not given any information about who the shooter is or why that person opened fire.
8:37 now. The defamation lawsuit trial against Fox News won't get started today as expected. The ruling a judge made to push it back. Plus,
I just feel terrible for the driver. It's an awful situation, you know.
A Lyft driver was stabbed in the face while on the job. What Raleigh police are revealing about the person who they think is responsible.
And we're tracking a dry start to your week as you look live at Pinehurst. How high the temperatures could get in your 7-day forecast next.
.841 is the time right now on your Monday morning. Blue skies over Sanford, the Sand Hills. Going to be beautiful today, like much of the rest of our viewing area, no doubt. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRN Severe Weather Center right now with what's happening now in the next few hours.
Our cold front zipping off the coast. It's going to take all these clouds with it and leave us with a nice dry forecast for the work week. It's a pretty start this morning. Temperatures have been on the cool side. We're looking at 50s right now. Our dew point's at 39, and that's a low number, just meaning that the humidity that we saw over the weekend is also moving on out, which is great news. Expect mostly sunny skies as we get closer to lunchtime. Temperatures will be in the mid-60s. Our high 71 later on this afternoon. We'll gradually see our winds shifting to southerly again, but we're looking at a northwesterly wind today. You can see the clouds beginning to slide eastward. The breeze will be with us during the afternoon, gusting to 20, 25 miles per hour. It's going to make it feel a little on the cool side. 71 in Raleigh, 70 in Durham, and 74 degrees in Fayetteville with that west-northwesterly wind. Steady at about 10 to 15, gusting 20 to 25 miles per hour. So that'll feel a little on the breezy side today. Carolina Hurricanes game. I mean, really, it's going to be nice for that. You can still, you know, get outside and tailgate at 5 o'clock, 70 degrees. As folks are leaving the arena, temperature will be around 61. And I know fans are very excited, and the Canes are too, about this first playoff game. They'll play again at home on Wednesday, and the weather looks even nicer. Temperatures, if you're going to tailgate, could be around 80 degrees as you head out there after work. 73 is our normal high. 71 today, 77 tomorrow, and then we're in the 80s. Get it 80 Wednesday, 86 Thursday, and 87 degrees on Friday. So we do have just a slight cool down today. And then after that, the warm air starts to move back in. We'll see our flow shifting to southerly, southwesterly, and that's going to bump up our temperatures back into the 80s. We take a look at what could happen behind that. We're going to see some colder air that filters in behind that warmth as we get into the weekend and early next week. A good chunk of the country has a chance of below normal temperatures for next week, the 22nd through the 26th. Right now, it looks like the coldest air will stay on the other side of the mountains, and we're not quite included in that. That could mean temperatures will stay near normal, which would be in the mid-70s. I don't think a lot of us would complain too much about that. It's definitely going to be warm toward the end of the week. Tomorrow morning, we start off on the cool side at 48 degrees, so noticeably cooler than this morning, about 10 degrees cooler. And then we're in the 50s and 60s as we wrap up the weekend, and we'll end up with a very warm day on Thursday and Friday. We talked about the rain potential for the weekend. We have a number of runs of computer models that we'll be looking at between now and then. It's, you know, five more days from now. So we'll be watching for that cold front to come through. Right now, it looks like it would be maybe late Saturday into early Sunday, but keep checking back.
Durham police are investigating two deadly shootings within hours of each other. One happened on Clarendon Street late Saturday night. One person died. Another was taken to the hospital. The WRL breaking news tracker found a car at the scene that had been sprayed with bullets. The second shooting happened at East Cornwallis Road just before 11 Saturday night. Police say the man who was shot died at the hospital. They say the shooting does not appear to be random. Investigators have not named a suspect, though, in either shooting.
The man accused of stabbing a Lyft driver in the face in Raleigh is set to face a judge this morning. 50-year-old Toussaint Parks faces a charge of assault with a deadly weapon. This all started Saturday night on Sarver Court. Police say the driver was picking someone up when a fight broke out. The driver was stabbed while trying to intervene, and the person was taken to the hospital.
I just feel terrible for the driver. It's an awful situation, you know. Trying to make some money, and and here they are, in the hospital, right?
This comes less than 4 months after an Uber driver was shot and killed in Durham. Uber tells us they have a number of safety features in place to protect drivers. We're waiting to hear back from Lyft.
The Dominion defamation trial against Fox News will start tomorrow. The trial was supposed to start today, but the judge overseeing the case pushed it back a day. Didn't give a reason for the scheduling change. Dominion Voting Systems claims Fox anchors and reporters defamed the company by repeatedly claiming its voting machines somehow switched votes for former President Donald Trump to votes for Joe Biden. Fox claims it was just reporting on newsworthy allegations. Dominion is suing for $1.6 billion.
A decision that could affect women's access to abortion medication across the country could come this week. The U.S. Supreme Court is looking at whether to intervene in a case focused on mifepristone. That's the most common drug used in medication abortions. The drug is available for now, but with restrictions as to how women can get it. The Supreme Court is now extending a hold on a ruling from a Texas judge. That judge tried to overturn the FDA's decades-old approval of mifepristone. That has lawmakers drawing battle lines on the issue.
Kind of assertion that the principal basis of the court case in Texas was about the safety. And I think specifically it said that it was supposed to, the accelerated pathway was supposed to approve a drug to treat an illness. It is a stretch to call a pregnancy an illness.
If any Republican thinks that voters have simmered down on the abortion issue, they are wrong. It's going to that is going to continue well into the next presidential race.
The Supreme Court is expected to make a decision by Wednesday.
A new study says 100,000 nurses left their jobs during the pandemic. The National Council of State Boards of Nursing also says 610,000 nurses may leave the profession by the year 2027. 45% of the nurses say they're burned out. The effects are most notable among nurses with less than 10 years of service.
More than 30,000 runners will hit the streets for the Boston Marathon today. The race field will include runners from all 50 states and more than 120 countries. The first wave of runners will start the 26.2-mile race at 10 this morning. This year's race marks 10 years since the bombing that left three people dead and hundreds hurt.
SpaceX plans to launch its Starship rocket later this morning. The FAA gave SpaceX permission to launch the rocket out of its facility in South Texas. The current launch target time is 9:20 this morning. Starship is the rocket NASA plans to use to send astronauts to the moon's surface. In 2021, SpaceX won a nearly $3 billion contract to build it. The rocket will circle the Earth after launching today and then touch down off the coast of Hawaii.
U.S. government workers in Sudan are sheltering in place as violent clashes are erupting in the country's capital. The U.S. ambassador to Sudan is among the group of Americans who are trapped. Authorities in Sudan say dozens of people are dead, hundreds more hurt in the violence. It started Saturday between Sudan's military, which took power in a coup 2 years ago, and a powerful paramilitary force. The African country's military has ruled out negotiating and instead insists the force is disbanded.
The search is on this morning for a group of men caught on camera stealing three high-end cars from a local dealership. Take a look at this. Police in Henderson say these pictures show the three men breaking into the dealership just before 2 a.m. Sunday morning, stealing a Chevy Camaro right off the showroom floor. The thieves also took a Cadillac Escalade and a 2023 Audi Q5. Police say the men drove out of the dealership and onto Highway 158 bypass towards Oxford. Officers found the Escalade in the morning near Matthews, but no sign of the suspects.
A warning for pet owners across the Triangle after two confirmed rabies cases in 1 week. In Chapel Hill, a raccoon tested positive for the disease on Thursday after a man found it acting strangely near his home. He and his dog are getting tested as well for exposure. That same day, police in Raleigh say a rabid fox tried to bite someone at a shopping center near Wake Forest and Six Forks Roads. Officers say you should keep your pets up to date on their rabies vaccines and report any strange animal behaviors.
Students in Moore County schools could soon be required to read more books. The Board of Education is considering a new policy at its meeting tonight. It would require teachers in grades 2 through 10 to assign 4 book reports each school year. Some board members failed in an effort to get teacher and staff feedback on the plan before tonight's vote. Last spring, 46% of students in Moore County schools tested below grade level in reading.
If you're noticing your allergies starting earlier every year, climate change could be the reason why. The U.S. National Institute of Food and Agriculture says climate change is affecting your allergies and even pollen. The agency says allergy seasons are starting about 20 days earlier. And get this, they are 10 days longer. The study adds that plants are producing 21% more pollen than they did in 1990.
Work begins this week on upgrading a playground in Holly Springs. Crews will install a new ADA-compliant rubberized surface at Jones Park. They're also putting in 2 shade structures to give kids and parents a place to rest from the sun. The work means Jones Park will be closing starting today. It's expected to be finished in about 2 months.
Now, some movie news to start off your week. Here's David Daniel with your Hollywood Minute.
Behold! The King of the Koopas!
More records for the Super Mario Brothers movie. Less than 2 weeks into its run, it's made $678 million worldwide, easily topping Warcraft and Pokemon Detective Pikachu as the top-grossing video game adaptation ever. It's also the highest-grossing movie this year, both domestically and globally.
I'm on my way. It's not safe, is it?
A good start for Beau is Afraid. Filmmaker Ari Aster's latest movie, starring Joaquin Phoenix as an anxious man on a bizarre journey, opened in 4 theaters and grossed more than $320,000. That's more than $80,000 per screen, the best per theater average of any film so far this year.
Welcome to Lourdes.
Oh! Jeff! Ah! We're ready.
I'm not.
Here's your first look at The Miracle Club, starring Laura Linney, Maggie Smith, and Kathy Bates as Irish women who win a trip to the healing French town of Lourdes.
You don't come to Lourdes for a miracle, Eileen. You come for the strength to go on when there is no miracle.
And there's always hope.
The Miracle Club arrives in theaters this summer. In Hollywood, I'm David Daniel.
The Black Farmers Market is back. It's the first market of the year. It took place this weekend at Durham Tech's main campus on Lawson Street. It includes cooking demonstrations, music, and food trucks. The Black Farmers Market accepts SNAP benefits as well. Organizers say this isn't just about produce, it is about identity.
One of our missions is to protect and serve black farmers, feed black people produce directly from black farmers and keep that alive.
The market will be set up every other Sunday. Summer vacation time is almost here, and there are ways to enjoy it without paying sky-high prices. Experts say to start out by traveling midweek when prices are lowest. Also, use apps like Hopper or Event Google Flights to help track low flight costs. Now, considering a vacation rental over a hotel could help you save a lot of money as well, especially if you bring your own groceries with you.
Check this out. Firefighters in Colorado rescued 4 dogs from a storm drain. This happened over the weekend in Colorado Springs. Fire crews say the dogs went into a steep storm drain and got stuck. But thankfully, no dogs were hurt. And as you can see, they're doing all right. Relieved to get out.
Yeah, no doubt. Now, before we go to break, here are the winning lottery numbers on your screen. We'll get another check on weather and traffic next.